Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，大家早。
We've had a wonderful time together for these few days.
我们过去几天，我们一起享受了很美好的时间。我们一起敬拜主。
Looking to Him in prayer.
我们仰望主，一起祷告。
We broke bread this morning.
我们早上一起擘饼。
I was here. I saw the five new brothers and sisters baptized last night.
昨天晚上我也目睹了五位弟兄姐妹受洗。
Unfortunately, I didn't see the sixth one who was baptized while taking pictures.
很可惜，我没看到第六个，他在照相的时候也一起受洗。
And the other day, I showed you my iPhone.
前天我跟你们看了我的这个苹果牌的 iPhone。
I can't believe people on the West Coast don't have Apple products.
我很难相信我们住在西岸却没有苹果牌的这个产品。
My iPhone could have shown these overheads.
我的 iPhone 可以
It can also dim the lights in the auditorium. It does everything, the iPhone.
它也可以把这个灯光变暗，它什么事都可以做的。
Whenever I see PC technology, I always... feel that they're using Neanderthal equipment, and no wonder it goes crazy.
我每次看到 PC 就觉得它好像是非常的原始。
But one day you shall catch up to Apple products.
有一天我们大家就应该采用这个苹果牌的产品。
Well, now I'm in a lot of trouble.
我想我已经惹了很多麻烦。
And you can see, since I come from New York, I'm very different from you.
你可以看到我，因为我从纽约来说，我看起来跟你们不太一样。
I'm one of three people who owns Apple products in New York.
我是在纽约唯一三个里头拥有苹果产品的一个。
Everybody's PC in New York.
大家在纽约都是用 PC 的。
But one thing we have in common.
是我们有一个共同点。
Our Lord.
我们的主。
And we love our Lord.
我们也爱我们的主。
And we want to hear from him even this morning.
我们今天我们主的话。
We want to turn to Matthew chapter 25.
我们请大家翻开马太福音第二十五章。
For those of you who could only make it this morning, we're sharing in a series on Matthew 24 and 25.
如果你们今天早上才来参加这个聚会，我们过去几天分享了马太二十四、二十五章。
And now we want to read in Matthew 25, beginning in verse 31.
我们今天要读二十五章，从三十一节开始。
But when the Son of Man comes in His glory, and all the angels with Him, then He will sit on His glorious throne.
当人子在他荣耀里同着众子、众天使降临的时候，要坐在他荣耀的宝座上。
All the nations will be gathered before Him, and He will separate them from one another.As the shepherd separates the sheep from the goats, and he'll put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left.
万民都要聚集在他面前，他要把他们分别出来，好像牧羊的分别绵羊、山羊一般，把绵羊安置在右边，山羊在左边。
Then the king will say to those on his right, Come, you who are blessed of my father.Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. Naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me.
于是王要向那右边的说，你们这蒙我父赐福的，可来承受那创世以来为你们所预备的国。因为我饿了，你们给我吃；渴了，你们给我喝；我做客旅，你们留我住；我赤身肉体，你们给我穿；我病了，你们看顾我；我在监里，你们来看我。
Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you sick?Or in prison and come to you. And the king will answer and say to them, Truly I say to you, to the extent that you did it to one of the least of these brothers of mine, even the least of them, you did it to me.
一人就回答说，主啊，我们什么时候见你饿了，给你吃，渴了，给你喝？什么时候见你做客旅，留你住，或是赤身肉体给你穿？又什么时候见你病了，或是在监里来看你呢？王要回答说，我实在告诉你们， 这些事你们既坐在我这弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是坐在我身上了。
Then he will also say to those on his left, Depart from me, accursed ones, into the eternal fire which has been prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry and you gave me nothing. I was thirsty and you gave me nothing. I was a stranger and you did not invite me in. Naked and you did not clothe me, sick and in prison, and you did not visit me.
王又要向那左边的说，你们这被咒诅进入那位魔鬼和他的使者所预备的永火里去，因为我饿了，你们不给我吃，渴了，你们不给我喝，我做客旅，你们不留我住，我赤身肉体，你们不给我穿，我病了，我在监里，你们不来看顾我。
Then they themselves also will answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not take care of you? Then he will answer them, Truly I say to you, to the extent that you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. These will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life.
他们也要回答说，主啊，我们什么时候见你饿了，或渴了，或做客旅，或赤身肉体，或病了，或在监里不伺候你呢？王要回答说，我实在告诉你们，这些事你们既不坐在我这弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是不坐在我身上了。这些人要往永刑里去，那些义人要往永生里去。
And then just two verses in different places, one in Acts chapter 14.
然后我们看另外两处经节，一处是在使徒行传第十四章。
Acts chapter 14, verses 21 and 22.
使徒行传十四章21-22节。
After they had preached the gospel to that city and had made many disciples, they returned to Lystra and to Iconium and to Antioch, strengthening the souls of the disciples, encouraging them to continue in the faith, and saying, Through many tribulations we must enter the kingdom of God.
对那城里的人传了福音，使好些人做门徒，就回路斯德、以哥念、安提阿去，坚固门徒的心，劝他们恒守所信的道，又说，我们进入神的国，必须经历许多艰难。
And then finally, just a verse in Luke chapter 12.
然后我们看路加福音第十二章。
Verse 32.
路加福音十二章第三十二节。
Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has chosen gladly to give you the kingdom.
你们这小群不要惧怕，因为你们的父乐意把国赐给你们。
Let's just have a further word of prayer.
让我们低头祷告。
Our Father in heaven, we come to you this day.
我们在天上的父，我们今天来到你面前。
And we sense the presence of Jesus in our midst as we worship.
我们在敬拜的时候，我们可以感到耶稣基督在我们当中。
Our machines may break down, but our hearts desire to worship the King of Kings.
我们的机器也许不灵，但是我们的心是要向我们的万王之王献上敬拜。
And now we come to a study of your word.
今天我们来研读你的话语。
And we know that you have granted us the Holy Spirit to be our teacher.
我们也知道你赐给我们圣灵做我们的导师。
O Lord, we depend upon you.
主，我们仰望你。
To open the kingdom of the heavens before us.
求你将在我们面前将天国打开。
That we may taste of its reality and enter into our full inheritance.
让我们能够尝到这个实际，而且能够完全的得着那产业。
We thank you for our time together.
我们感谢你，我们在一起相聚的时光。
We commit this time into your hand.
我们将底下的时间交在你的手上。
In Jesus' precious name.
我们奉主耶稣基督宝贝的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus has been walking with his disciples for a few years.
我们的主耶稣基督跟他的门徒在一起行走了几年。
The more they hear and the more they see of the Lord Jesus, the more unworthy they feel.
他们越跟耶稣基督在一起，越跟他在一起行走，他们越觉得自己是那么的不配。
But the Lord comforts his disciples.
但是耶稣跟他的门徒劝慰。
Do not fear, little flock.
他说：“你们小群不要惧怕。”
The Father has determined to grant you His kingdom.
因为你们的父乐意把国赐给你们。
It wasn't a question of them being worthy.
这个问题不在他们是不是配得。
But it was a reality that the Lord Jesus desired these disciples.
而是在实际上耶稣愿意要这些门徒。
In his last days, as he walked with his disciples, more and more he was concentrating on preparing them for what lay ahead.
在他快要离开世界的时候，他越来把越多的时间花在准备他们，为他们前面的道路做准备。
And so we see him revealing secrets regarding the kingdom of heaven to his disciples.
所以我们看到耶稣跟他的门徒讲了天国的奥秘。
The disciples obviously didn't understand much regarding these mysteries.
那些门徒那时候并不了解天国的奥秘。
But they could see the kingdom every time their Lord Jesus was there.
但是每次当耶稣基督在那里，他们就可以看到天国。
And one day the light bulb went on.
有一天他们心里就亮了。
And they realized that the key to the kingdom of the heavens is to know the King, Jesus Christ.
他们了解到要通往天国的钥匙就是要了解耶稣。
Everywhere that Jesus went, they saw the kingdom.
耶稣所在的地方他们就看到天国。
Whether it was in the miracle of the breaking of bread,
或者是在他擘饼的时候。
Whether it was the stilling of the sea,
或者他让风浪停止的时候。
Whether it was the sharing of the wonderful gospel of the Father's love for his children.
或者他向他的儿女分享从父那边来的爱的时候。
And one by one, the disciples saw that the only way they'll ever understand the kingdom is to follow the king.
一个接一个，他的门徒了解到，唯一能够了解天国就是要跟随这个王。
Jesus told them that the kingdom they were entering into was an upside down kingdom.
耶稣跟他们讲，这个他们将要进入的天国是一个跟我们想法完全颠倒的一个国度。
That it was the poor in spirit who were rich.
这是那个在灵里贫穷的他们会变成富有。
That it was the weak who found themselves strong in the Lord.
是那些软弱的他们会在主里找到坚强。
And that the whole kingdom of heaven was completely different than the kingdom of this world.
在天国完全跟我们地上的国度完全不一样。
They also saw that the righteousness of the kingdom came from the inside out.
他们也看到这个天国的公义是完全从心里发出。
And as Jesus spoke in his Sermon on the Mount, he always stressed the fact that first it's what's in your heart that produces the righteousness in your life.
所以耶稣在登山宝训一直强调说是我们心里产生的结果让我们的外表让产生了外在的功效。
And the disciples also began to understand that the King Jesus desired their hearts to be wholly his possession.
这些门徒也了解到耶稣要他们的心是个圣洁的。
This kingdom of the heavens is a kingdom of the heart.
这个天国就是我们心的国。
And the issues of the heart have so much to do with the reality that we experience of His kingdom.
所以我们心里跟这个我们能够经历到天国的实际是很有关系的。
Oh, how unworthy the disciples felt.
那些门徒那时候觉得他们是那么的不配。
But Jesus always encouraged them.
但是耶稣一直在勉励他们。
No, I want you in my kingdom.
我要你在我的国度里头。
Come, follow me.
你来跟随我。
Oh, they had no idea what lay just 3 days ahead.
他们不知道三天以后要发生什么事情。
When their king would die on the cross.
他们的王会死在十字架上。
Even though he told them that, they couldn't understand what this could mean.
虽然他已经跟他们讲，但是他们那时候并不了解。
When they saw their king die, they thought the kingdom was over.
当他们看到王被钉死，他们以为这个国度已经解散了。
Not only Jesus lay dead in the grave for 3 days, his disciples were stunned.And dead. What to do?
不但是耶稣躺在坟墓里三天，他的门徒也是在那边像死了一样，他们不知道该怎么做。
But when Jesus rose from the dead,
但是当耶稣死里复活的时候
and they saw him again,
然后他们再看到耶稣
they realized the kingdom had not died.
他们知道这个国并没有死亡
Actually, a door had been opened so that people could come into the kingdom through Jesus' death.
实际上 一扇门已经打开了人们可以借着耶稣的死进入这个国
Now the disciples were excited again.
然后这些门徒又开始非常的兴奋
They had their king returned from the dead.
他们的王从死里复活。
Oh, will you establish your kingdom now?
他们问他，你是不是现在要在地上建立你的国度呢？
Jesus said, "It's not for you to know when the kingdom will come fully."
耶稣跟他们讲说，什么时候这国度完全降临，你们那个时辰你是不知道的。
So he began to tell them that they need to abide in him.
所以他跟门徒讲，他们必须要住在他里面。
And that Jesus as the King would build the kingdom of the heavens and gather many souls into that kingdom.
然后耶稣会建立这个国度，然后把许多的灵魂都拯救到这个国度里头。
After the day of Pentecost, when the disciples began to preach the gospel of the kingdom, we know that thousands were saved.
我们知道在五旬节的时候，当他的门徒开始传讲福音，有数千人得救。
And together as they gathered as the church, they could touch and taste the wonder of the kingdom of God.
他们的教会在此聚集的时候，他们可以品尝他们可以尝到这个天国的美妙。
Whenever two or three gathered together, there was Jesus in their midst.
有两三个人奉耶稣基督的名聚集的时候，他就在他们当中。
They felt his love.
他们感和他的能力。
They received light from the King.
他们从王那边得着亮光。
And a commission to go out into the world.
他们也有到世上传福音的使命。
And they obeyed their King.
他们也顺服他们的王。
As they obeyed their King, they suffered many tribulations.
当他们顺服他们的王的时候，他们经历许多的艰难。
And they began to see that to follow in the kingdom is a costly matter.
他们开始看到跟随这个天国走是要付出代价的。
We have to continually deny ourselves and take up the cross and follow our King Jesus.
我们必须要不断地放下自己，要跟随耶稣。
Jesus chapter 24 and 25.
这个马太福音二十四章二十五章这里
and, began, and shared some further wisdom regarding the kingdom of heaven.
他开始又跟门徒分享了关于天国的智慧。
What wisdom he shared with them?
他跟他们分享什么样的智慧言语呢？
His disciples would be in the kingdom during the little while between his first coming and his second coming.
他的门徒在这个国度会待一段时间，在他第一次跟第二次再来的当中。
Jesus said, "Your nation Israel."
耶稣说：“你的国家被毁。
”And it will be necessary to flee from the country.
而且你们必须要逃离这个国家。
And the Jews will go through a period of great tribulation.
犹太人会经历许大很大的艰难。
But keep watch.
但是你们要警醒。
When you see the fig tree of Israel begin to sprout to life again,
当你们看到以色列的无花果树又开始发嫩长叶的时候
then you can surely know that I'm right in the doors and coming back to take my kingdom.
你们就知道我已经在门口了。
So they knew kingdom would be very near.
他们知道当无花果树果成熟之后，这个国度就快来了。
Then, as you remember, Jesus showed them various signs of his coming.
然后我们也记得耶稣也跟他门徒显示了很多的兆头。
But he said to his disciples, "There is no more sign I will give to you."
但是他跟他门徒说，我不再给你们看兆头。
I don't want you looking at external signs. I want you looking for me.
我不要你们看外表的预兆，我要你们单单看着我。
So I want to see you.Waiting, watching for me.
我要看到你们在那里等候警醒。
Any day in the church,
即使在今天的教会当中
the Lord is looking for a church that's waiting for him to return.
我们的主也是在寻找那个在那边等候他回来的教会。
Our testimony as the people of God is we've been saved, we've been blessed by the Lord.
我们做神的儿女，我们的见证就是我们得的救恩，而且我们得到神的祝福。
But we're not complete until we see him face to face. Oh, Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus.
直到我们跟他面对面的时候，但是我们还没有完全，我们在这里等主再来。
And while Jesus was away, he wanted to prepare them and make them ready for his coming back.
当耶稣离开的时候，他要准备他们，让他们预备好，等候他再回来。
We know that throughout the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus had mentioned here and there about the great rewards that would come to those who are faithful. When he
的比喻讲到，当他再回来的时候，对这些忠心的人，他有各样的赏赐。
When he sent his disciples out in chapter 10 of Matthew,
当他在马太福音十章差遣他的门徒出去的时候，
he told them that they would receive a great reward if when they went out, people could see Jesus in them.
他跟他们讲到，如果他们出去，人们从他们身上可以看到耶稣，他们会得到大奖赏。
You know, you will be rewarded other in heaven if people can see.
知道，如果人们在你身上可以看到耶稣的见证，我们天父会奖赏你。
But Jesus now is going away.
但是耶稣现在离开了。
And he said, I not only will reward you if people can see Jesus in you.
好，我不但是人们在你身上可以看到耶稣，我会奖赏你。
But I will also reward you.If you see Jesus in the daily circumstances of your life.
而且你如果在日常生活当中，你也会奖赏你。
Now when I want you to be faithful servants in my house.
我要你在我的家中做忠心良善的仆人。
Because you see Jesus in your brothers and sisters in Christ.
因为你在你主内的弟兄姐妹身上，你看到耶稣。
I want you to treat your brothers and sisters as you would treat me, your master.
我要你对待你的弟兄姐妹就像你对待你的主人一样。
And if you do this,
如果你这样做，
when I come back,
当我就会准备，
and I will give you
你大奖赏。
And then he said, while I am away,
他说当我离开的时候，
I'm sending the Holy Spirit.
我差遣圣灵来。
I want you to see that I have sent the Spirit of God.
我要你看到我把神的灵差遣来。
I want you to respect him.
我要你尊敬他。
I want you to obey the Spirit.
我要你顺服这个圣灵。
I want you to let the Spirit deal with your life and transform you into my image.
我要你让这个圣灵在你身上动工。
Am I coming?
准备好我再来。
You obey the Holy Spirit as you obeyed me.
你必须像顺服我一样顺服圣灵。
Don't grieve the Holy Spirit.
不要让圣灵悲伤。
Don't disobey the Holy Spirit.
不要不顺服圣灵。
Today, if you hear his voice,
如果你今天听到他的声音，
do not harden your heart.
不要硬着心。
Let the Holy Spirit lead you from glory to glory.
让你靠着圣灵带你从荣耀到
virgin.
这样你就是那种。
By the oil of the Holy Spirit in full supply.
我们预备好圣灵的油。
But then in your everyday life,
但是在我们日常生活当中，
whether you're at home, whether you're at school, whether you're in a business,
或者是让我们在家里在学校或在工作场所，
I want you to see me in that place.
我要你们在那个场所看到我。
I give you gifts.
我给你们宝贝，我也给你们恩赐。
And I want you to negotiate with these treasures in the marketplace.
我要你们在那个市场拿我给你们的宝贝做买卖。
By faith, I want you to share of the kingdom where you work, where you go to school.
靠着你们的信心，我要你们在学校、你们的工作场所来跟朋友分享
This is my command.
这是我的命令。
I have given you.
我给你们银两。
I want
我要你们在市场花掉这些银两。
And if you will go and faithfully.Be my servant in the marketplace.
如果你们在市场能够很忠心的做我的仆人，
you will discover that I am there.
你会发现我就在那里。
I have given you that job because I want to be in that place.
我给你那个工作，因为我要在那里。
I have sent you to that school because I want to be in that place.
我差遣你到那个学校，因为
when I come back, I will give you a reward for those transactions and investments you have made of your time and your treasure.
所以当我回来的时候，为着你所投资的时间还有宝贝，我要奖赏你。
And now we come to this third or last parable, if you want to call it that.
所以我们现在来到25章这最后一个比喻。
We turn to chapter 25 and we see this story of the judgment that is to come.
我们看到这将来要来的审判的一个故事。
And in thisI want us to see three matters regarding our Lord.
在这个比喻里头，我要你们看到三件关于我们主的事情。
This parable of judgment tells us three things very clearly.
这个审判的比喻跟我们讲了三件事情。
Wonderful regarding this.
在这里头我们发现有一点关于奖赏很好的事情。
And then the second thing I want us to notice is the awesome final judgments that are described in this parable.
第二个就是在里头所描述非常可怕的审判。
And then finally, I want us to see the secret of the absentee Lord revealed.
在这里他的秘密。
Now when we come to this portion of scripture, we have before us one of the most controversial portions of scripture in the New Testament.
我们看这个比喻的时候，这是一段比较有在新约里头算比较有争议性的一段经文。
This story about the judgment and the sheep and the goats.
这个有关审判还有绵羊三
goats.
把基督徒分成了山羊跟绵羊。
People believe that this is speaking of different things.
人们有不同对这个经文有不同的见解。
And the problem is, from this story, you could make a case for all three positions.
像问题就是，从这段经文，我们可以在这三种不同的的见解，我们都可以有被成立。
This matter of judgment is a great mystery.
这个讲到审判，这是一个很大的奥秘。
We don't know the details. We only have some little pictures and outlines, even in the book of Revelation.
我们并没有很详细的知识，但是在启示录我们可以看到一个模糊的影像。
But that doesn't stop Christians from getting all upset and dividing over what this passage means.
但是这也没办法阻扰基督徒，他们还是为了这一段。
So I'm going to tell you what it means.
那我是什么意思？
Regardless of your interpretation of the judgment, the bottom line of this story is, be ready for his second coming.
不管这个审判我们怎么解释，但是我们最重要就是我们要预备好他第二次再来。
Now, no matter what your interpretation is, be ready for his second coming.
不管你对这个做什么解释，我们最好对他将来再来要做好准备。
This is the fourth plane this weekend.
这个比喻我要跟大家。
And I may find out when Jesus comes back that I'm wrong about all four parables.
也许当耶稣再回来的时候，我对这四个比喻的解释都完全错误。
But I'll just ask the Lord to forgive me. My hope is I'll be ready for His second coming.
但是我要请求耶稣原谅我，我也愿意，希望当时我已经为他再来做好准备了。
It's not a matter of Bible doctrine, but a matter of heart. Leaning toward the Lord, waiting for Him to come back.
做好准备并不只是指圣经的知识或各种教条记得很清楚，而是把我们的心对准朝向耶稣。
As our brother Pong shared yesterday, you know, the whole point is be ready.
就像我们彭弟兄昨天分享，这个症结就是在我们要做好准备。
Now, what are the three positions interested to know?Of this passage.
关于这个比喻有三种不同解释，我相信大家都有点兴趣。
Now there is a large school of thought called Reform theology.
在有一个这个Reform 更正神学里头，他们有这个说法。
This is a basic understanding of the scriptures that came from our reformers.Martin Luther.
这是从那些更正神学派的，像马丁路德他们所提出来的。
And they take this passage to be about the great judgment at the white throne.
他们认为这是讲到在白色大宝座前的审判。
Notice verse 31. But when the Son of Man comes in His glory and all the angels with Him, He'll sit on His glorious throne.
三十道里同着众天使降临的是他荣耀的宝座上。
And so teach, what is that glorious throne? Why, it's the white throne of judgment.
所以这些人他们就讲到他荣耀的宝座就是指着那个白色的大宝座。
Again, if you like to read the sermons of Charles Spurgeon, and I personally think he was a great preacher.
如果你们要读斯布珍他的讲道，我认为他是一个很伟大的传道人。
If you read his Gospel of Matthew, he says this is the white throne.
你们如果读他马太福音有关这一段比喻的注解，他就说这个宝座就是讲到白色的大宝座。
And one of the main reasons he bases that upon is because of the eternal destinies that are determined in this story.
在这边我们可以看到我们人最后的命运就在这边决定。
What do I mean by that?
这是什么意思呢？
Look at verse 41.
我们看第41节。
Depart from me, accursed ones, into the eternal fire which has been prepared for the devil and his angels.
王又要向那左边的说，你们这被咒诅的人离开我，进入那为魔鬼和他使者所预备的永火里去。
And this is an eternal destiny.
这是一个永远的目的地。
Now notice that it says in verse 46, these will go away into eternal, but the righteous into eternal.
46节，这些人要往永刑里去，那些义人要往永生里去。
These are obviously eternal matters, great matters.
这些是非常永恒的事物。
This must be the great white throne.
这一定是讲到白色的大宝座。
Now there's others who believe, no, this is not the great white throne. This is the judgment seat of Christ, where the Lord judges between the saints, faithful and unfaithful, the sheep and the.
但有些人又说这不是白色大耶稣的审判台，他在那边把是审判基督徒来说。
And they say, if you look at this.You'll see that this is a judgment seat when he comes in his glory.
他说这是当他荣耀再来的时候，这是他的审判台。
And look at verse 34.
我们看34节。
Then the king who are blessed of my father inherit prepared for you from the foundation of the world. This is speaking about inheritance. This is to do with the millennial kingdom.
于是王要向那右边的说，你们这蒙我父赐福的，可来承受那创世以来为你们所预备的国。这也是讲到我们的产业，就是那千年的国度。
And these rewards are based upon the faithfulness of his children during the time of his absence.
就是完全看他的儿女忠心的程度。
So these people see that this is the judgment seat of Christ.
所以这些人他们就看到这个宝座就是耶稣审判的宝座。
Where he judges believers.
他是在审判信主的人。
And then yet there is a third group who says, no, 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 this is a judgment once he comes back on the earth and starts to rule in his kingdom.
那第三回来他在地上掌权时，我们看第31节。
When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, he'll sit on his glorious throne.
当人子在他荣耀里同着众天使降临的时候，要坐在他荣耀的宝座上。
And these people would say his coming as the Son of Man in glory with the angels could only be his second coming with the trumpet to the earth to establish his kingdom.
所以这些人说当人的时候，这唯有发在地上建立他国度的时候。
And then these same people say, look at verse 32.
然后这些人他们又说，你看32节。
This isn't talking about individual judgment, it's talking about judgment of nations.
所以不是讲到个人的审判，而是讲到万民的审判。
All the nations will be gathered before him, and he'll separate the sheep nations and the goat nations.
他们要把这些万民万邦分开山羊跟绵羊。
And the whole is, during my absence, how did you treat my people?
这个问题就在当我不在的时候，你怎样对待我的子民？
Either how did you treat the Jews?
或者是你怎么样对待犹太人？
Or perhaps how did you treat the Jews and the Christians?
或者是你怎么样对待犹太人和基督徒？
Notice verse 40.
我们看40节。
The king will answer, extent that you did it to one of these brothers of mine, the least of them, you did it to me.
王要回答说，我实在告诉你们，这些事你们既坐在我这弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是坐在我身上。
You were merciful to my people.
你对我的子民你有连续。
So I am rewarding you as a nation.
所以我要就你这个国家给你奖赏。
Now these are the three basic viewpoints.
所以这对这段比喻三种不同的看法。
Now have you decided? The problem is with each one of them there is a major difficulty.
问题是这三种解释都有一个很大的难处。
Let's look at them.
我们来看。
If you think that this is talking about the white throne, like Charles Spurgeon and John Calvin and Martin Luther,
你们如果认为这像斯布森或者马丁路德讲这是一个白色大宝座审判的时候，
Then we have to ask this question.
那我们就要问，
Is there one universal judgment?
这我是不是存在一个就是全面性的审判？
Will Christians be brought before the white throne?
基督徒是不是也会带到这个白色的审判大宝座前？
I thought the Christians didn't go by to the white throne of judgment.
我知道基督徒是不会到这个白色的宝座前面。
If the Christians are the sheep, judgment seat of Christ, they have met before.
这审判台前跟主相见。
And there's no need for them to go before the big white throne of judgment once again.
他们不需要再到白色的审判大宝座前面。
Their names are written down in the Lamb's Book of Life.
我们基督徒的名字都写在羔羊的生命册里头了。
And if you believe this is the great white throne of judgment,
但你如果相信这是个白色审判宝座的
时候 ，Is this?
难道耶稣在这边跟我们讲，我们的救恩是靠着我们所做的工作吗
？Because you treated some people in a good fashion, so you will enter into eternal blessing.
因为你对待某人很好，所以你会进入永恒的救恩吗
？You see, there's problems with that view.
你知道这个看法有点问题呢。
So that's probably why you see that it's the judgment seat.
这也就是你们也看到另外的讲法，说这是耶稣的。但是这也有一些难处。
Because the seat of Christ, as we understand, is in the air with his own.
因为我们知道耶稣审判的宝座是在空中。
But here he obviously has come in his glory with the angels, and he's sitting upon the earth.
但这边又讲他是跟着众天使降临在地上。
The second aspect of this is if it is a judgment regarding Christians in the millennium.Eternal hell and the issue of this judgment.
那还有一个问题就是，如果这是在千年国度里头审判，为什么这边又讲到永刑跟永生呢
？We know at the judgment seat of Christ, our works, our life will be judged, and but it's not a question of our salvation. It's a question of what we've done with our Christian grace and our use of it.
我们知道在这个宝座前面我们的一生的生命我们所做的他在做审判。
But would he be talking to his brethren and say in verse 41?
那我们看41节。
Depart from me, accursed ones, into the eternal fire which has been prepared for the devil and his angel?
然后他会跟我们基督徒的弟兄讲说你们这被咒诅的人离开我进入为他使者所预备的永火这个对一些属肉体的基督徒来说这是一个非常没办法容忍的一种处罚
okay, so now we're reduced down to the one that remains.
所以我们现在就剩下第三种说法
When Jesus comes in the millennium and he judges the nation
当耶稣在千年国度里头他来他审判万国
But wait a minute, we're incredibly difficult
但是我们对这种讲法也有很大的问题
Again, what is this eternal fire and all of this? Is he going to throw some nations into the fire?
但这里讲到永火难道他把一些国家全部都丢到这个永火里头
And is he going to give some nations eternal life?
然后他给某些的国家永生吗
But a second question
这第二个问题
Why does Jesus change the subject?
为什么他的主题
All this time he's talking to the nation.
然后他再来然后这边为什么又讲到跟万国在讲话
And why is he giving a parable to the nations who weren't listening to him anyway?
为什么他给这些根本就没有在听他讲话这些万国这一段话呢
Now, which view do you hold?
好现在我们现在弟兄姐妹赞成哪一种讲法呢
Well, you see, this is why this is such a controversial passage.
你们知道这就是为什么这段
thing anyway.
我想你们大家还是会对某一种讲法比较赞成。
But may I present to you the possibility of a fourth?
但是我现在跟你们讲有可能是的第四种讲法。
What if all the terminology that Jesus is using is simply to say, when the judgment comes, you will be judged.Based on your mercy that you
举在这许多的词汇里头，当他再来的时候，他给的他所做的审判是根据我们对别人所显露出来的怜悯。
Judgment is a great mystery.
这个审判是一个很大的奥秘。
We do not know the distributions of righteousness and mercy in the judgment.
我们不知道在这审判里头，他怎么样来衡量这个怜悯跟公义。
It could be that Jesus in this story is telescoping.Some matters and also some matters that have to do with a common practice among the prophets.
也许耶稣他只是在看远处的千年国度和更远的永恒，就好像很多先知也是这么说。
And so it could be a compilation of the various judgments.
所以这也许是各样的审判的综合。
And the whole point of it is, judgment is a very serious matter.
那最重要的症结就是审判是一个很严重的。
For this judgment.
我们必须为这个审判做好准备。
It will be thorough.
这是非常彻底。
It will expose all the secrets of our heart.
它会把我们心里所有的隐秘都显露出来。
And sometimes I think we have to leave such a parable in mystery.
有时候我们必须把这个比喻就还是把它当成一个隐秘。
Because we still are able to draw the morals of the story clearly.
可以从这一段比喻里头，我们还可以学习到我们所需要学习到的重点。
This would not be the first time that our theology obscures the obvious lesson of the story.
这不是第一次神学把这种我们所需要学的重要的功课把它弄混淆。
I welcome you to take any of those views.
你们不管持哪种论点都可以。
Or you can take my view and be right.
你也可以照我的论点。
But rather than try to decide, well, what is this exactly talking about? Which kind of judgment? I think that's getting caught up with side issues.
与其你花时间在想这到底是指哪种审判，这就是好像不是一个重点。
But there are three lessons that we could simply learn from this wonderful story.
在这从这个比喻，我们可以学到三个重要的功课。
What is that?
这是这个功课。
The amazing awards.
这个很奇妙的，有关于这个奇妙的奖赏。
All along, the Lord has been talking about the greatness of the rewards and the greatness of the loss.
我们的主一直在强调这个大的奖赏跟大的损失。
But the first element we see clearly in this story is how surprised everybody was.
但是我们可以看到，在这段故事，他们听众都非常的惊讶。
The faithful ones were being rewarded.
那些忠心的仆人他很惊讶。
And the ones that suffered loss were surprised that they'd done anything wrong.
那些有很大损失的人他们也非常惊讶他们到底做了什么错事。
Now isn't that amazing?
这是不是很奇怪？
It caught everybody by surprise.
每个人都很惊讶。
Everyone here was serving the Lord and he came back.
这所有在这边忠回来。
And the Lord said, good.Who me?
然后主是我吗
？What did I do?
我到底做了什么呢
？And the Lord begins to explain this. You're so surprised.
那个当主在开始解释的时候，你感到很惊讶。
We will be surprised at how merciful the Lord is.
我们到时候我们会对耶稣他给我们的连续，我们会感到非常的惊讶。
We cannot deny the awful nature of the judgment.
我们也不能否认那个审判是非常的可怕的。
But the wonder of his mercy will possess your heart when he comes back.
但是他奇妙的这个连续会占据我们整个心当他回来的时候。
Now the reason these people were surprised was the basis of the rewards.
当这些人他们感到惊讶是因为这个根据来奖赏他们。
And what? Their Bible?
他们好好的研读圣经吗
？They'd gone out witness.
他们是不是出去做见证呢
？They gave a lot of money.
他们捐了很多钱。
It doesn't mention those things.
他没有提到这些事情。
But here's what he says.
这是他讲的。
The nature of the rewards is based on mercy.
这个奖赏的根据是。他明白。我们的主随时都会回来。
And that in the kingdom of heaven, one of the highest commodities is, do you show mercy to the least of these, your brethren?
在天国里头最重要的事情就是我们是不是最我们弟兄姐妹当中最小的一个显露我们的连续。
This takes us back to the very beginning of the kingdom of heaven when he said, they shall receive mercy.
这又回到在登山宝训耶稣开始对天国的教训这边讲到连续的人有福了因为他们必蒙连续
When we talk about getting ready for the second coming
当我们谈到他第二次再来
I don't know what it is in us but we always think okay what do I have to do
我不知道我们怎么回事但是我们总是想到、哦、我们该做什么
I gotta pray nights I gotta do something
我是不是要更多或者是我要通宵熬夜看圣经呢
And all the time The most important thing perhaps for us to do is to be merciful one toward another.
但是最重要的就是我们是不是彼此能够有这个连续的心。
You have shown mercy to somebody who truly had need.
我们跟那些非常有需要的人，我们给他连续。
And now that I have mercy on you.
然后当我回来，我这个大王，我回来的时候，我看到你需要连续，我也会把连续给你。
Enter into the eternal blessing.
我们进入永恒的祝福。
You have been merciful.
你是有连续的人。
Now this strikes us even as more amazing because it's based upon the very nature of our rewards.
那这个跟我们奖赏有很大的关系。
How can you earn rewards?
我们怎么样能够得到奖赏？
Let's just be clear about this.
让我们来解释清楚一点。
Now how can we earn rewards?
我们怎么样能够得到这个奖赏？
Well, we can't.
哦，我们不行。
But here's what happens.
但是这个
The Lord gives us grace.
主给我们恩典
The ability to love the unlovely.
可爱的人
The ability to help those who need.
去帮助那些需要帮助的人
He gives us a gift of grace.
他给我们恩典的恩赐
We can serve in God's house because He's given us some gift of grace.
他因着恩典他给我们在神家里侍奉的恩赐
It's all his doing.
这都是他的工作
He gives us some oil.
他给我们一些油
The Holy Spirit.
圣灵
We didn't earn it.
我们并没有赚到
we really didn't even ask for it.
我们也没有要求
He gives it to us.
他就白白给我们
But we lay hold of it.
但是我们抓住他
And we treasure it.
我们也宝贝他
We take our gifts and we use them.
来使用他
And then having done nothing to grace.
我们只是对这个恩典有一种回应。
Jesus says, "Freely you have received, now freely give."
耶稣说，你免白白的得到，你也白白的给出去。
Well, it wasn't yours anyway.
这个根本本来就不是我们的。
It came from the Lord.
这从主而来。
You say, "Okay."
你说好，我给你。
And then he comes and he says, "Now I reward you."
然后他来说，好，现在我给你讲。
What?
难怪你我们会。
Because you took what I gave you, and you gave it back to me.
因为你把我所给你的又还给了我
That's the basis of our rewards.
这就是我们奖赏的根据
I don't think we have much to boast about.
我不认为我们有可以夸口的地方
I think we can't quantify how big our reward is.
我们也没办法用来衡量我们这个奖赏到底多大
But here's something we surely know.
但是这确知的
The Lord has been
充满恩典
Can we turn our grace into mercy toward others?
我们是不是能够把这个恩典变成连续给别人呢
I love the little list in Romans chapter 12 of the different ministries in the body of Christ.
我很喜欢罗马书十二章，它里面讲了不同的恩赐。
And when it comes to this grace of showing mercy to others,
当我们跟别人显露我们的的恩典的时候
，You notice what Paul adds to it.
你知道保罗，当你给别人恩典的时候
，Do it with cheerful,
这个喜乐的心
，Not just begrudging mercy.
而不是这个这个有点抱怨的。你需要两块，你拿去吧。
Don't use it on beer.
但不要买啤酒。
And I hate giving you this money, but I got it.
No, 我不愿意给你这钱，但是我给还是给你。
Yeah, but if we're going to be merciful, we need to do it with cheerfulness.
我们给人家恩惠，我们必须要用乐的心给。
Didn't the Lord?
然后因为主。我们所拥有的都是主所给我们的。
And if there's something in us that can help somebody else, it's all of His grace.
然后我们如果有什么可以帮助别人，这完全是主的恩典。
So we give away that grace.
所以我们把这个恩典给别人。
And then He says, "Blessed are you."
然后他说，你们是该蒙祝福的。
Here's your big reward.
这是你的大奖赏。
You say, "Who me?"
你说我吗
？Will be those.
也会惊讶。
And surprised by the fact.That they thought they were being faithful.
他们很惊讶，他们以为他们自己很忠心。
But they were really just accumulating things for themselves.
但他们只是为自己囤积东西。
Accumulating knowledge.
他们积蓄他们的知识。
Accumulating wealth.
他们积蓄他们的财富。
Accumulating gifts.
他们积蓄他们的恩赐。
Just accumulating, so we become.
他们一直积蓄变成这个肥胖。
Jesus comes again. He says, "Why didn't you give it away?"
当耶稣来说，他说，你为什么不把它给别人呢？
You say, "Oh, well, I never noticed anybody who needed anything."
你说我没有注意到别人需要这些东西啊。
I was too busy building Christian barns.
我一直在这边。很积极的在建筑这个基督徒的这个仓库。
But immediately we see a secret.
但看到一个秘密。
Saints who are waiting for his return.
是谁是那些等待他再来的圣徒呢？
Those who are waiting for the Lord have this mark about them.
那些等候耶稣再来的这些圣徒，他们有这样的共同点。
They are not too distracted from their own busy lives to not see someone else who needs help.
他们不会太忙于自己的生活，不看到别人。
Such an adventure, it's a discovery. Life is sacred.
我们知道生命是充满了各种挑战，也是很神圣。
But we often spend way too much of our lives on ourselves.
但是我们常常把太多的时间花在我们自己身上。
I don't think this is your problem, but in the United States, we have big problems.
我不认为这是你们的问题，但是我们知道在美国我们有很大的问题。
Not only are themselves to death.
不但每个人都是工作疲劳到死。
But now not only husband, but husband and wife working themselves to death.
不单单是丈夫妻子都一起工作。
And when they get home, all they have is enough energy.To watch television.
当他们回到家，他们剩下精力只能躺在那边看电视。
This is not a life that's going to gain rewards.
这种生活不是那种可以得到奖赏的生命。
But there's many people so distracted with their own circumstances.
甚至没有看到。
When Jesus shared the parable of the Good Samaritan,
当耶稣分享那个好的撒玛利亚人的故事。
The priest was too busy to eat.
那个祭司因为太忙，他根本没有看到需要帮忙的人。
And the Levite was.Saw the guy, but he crossed on the other side because he washed his hands already and didn't want to have to go through more problems.
那个利未人呢？他看到他从另外一边过去，因为他手已经洁净了，他不愿意碰那个人。
Is that the story of our lives?
这就是我们生命的故事吗
？You know, Jesus calls them the least of these, my brothers.
耶稣称他们叫做我弟兄当中最小的一个。
They don't shout.You know, there's some people who are the squeaky wheel. You know,
hey,
I need help, help, help me right here. I need money. I need food. I need job. I need a place.
有的人像那吱喳响的那个轮子，他常常在叫说，哦，我需要帮忙，我需要工作，我需要这个，需要那个。
But people who advertise too much, you get suspicious.
但是有心呢。
But there are the least of the brethren that sometimes really have real need.
但是这最小的弟兄，他们真的有时候是需要帮忙。
They don't say much.
他们常常是沉默的。
You know, I talked to my wife on the phone. She's in New York.
我跟我在纽约太太通电话。
Something happened on Wednesday or Thursday of this week in New York.
在纽约这个礼拜三、礼拜四发生一些事。他们这底下那个
正。There's a sister, a Christian sister who is staying in New York for the summer doing intern work and she was in the building where the explosion.
在那边有个基督徒的姐妹她在纽约她这个暑假在那边做临时工她住在那个建筑物就靠近那个爆炸的那个蒸汽管。
She was staying in the apartment of a sister who was away for the summer.
她待的那个跟来的那个姐妹她暑假不在。
And the 2 days after the steam pipe,
在这个蒸汽管爆炸两天以后
This girl was supposed to come visit my wife, but didn't come.
这个女孩子她要来，本来是要来探望我太太，但是她没有来。
My wife tried to call, but she didn't answer.
我太太跟她打电话，她也没接。
So she went uptown in Manhattan, went to this person's apartment, rang the
door. 然后她到曼哈顿她的公寓按门铃，这个女孩子就开。
When the steam pipe busted, she had to leave the building, and her pocketbook had to stay in the building.
当这个蒸汽管爆炸，她必须逃离开她的公寓，然后她的这个皮包，她就留在公寓里头。
She had no key to the apartment.
她也没有钥匙。
No money.
她也没有钱。
No cell phone.
她也没有手机。
No food. She stayed in the apartment 2 days.
她在这个公寓待了两天。
Now, my wife went in there, and she had nothing.
我太太去找他的时候，他什么都没有。
But she just waited in the apartment for 2 days.
然后他就在那个公寓，他就等了两天。
This truly is one of the least of these.
他这真的是就是里头讲的最小的弟兄。
And she has to wait another week to get her pocketbook and her money, her credit cards, her keys.
然后他必须再等一个礼拜到他的那个钥匙。
Even her subway card, she doesn't have.
就像他搭地铁的那个卡片他也都没有了。
So my wife gave her a couple of hundred bucks and went and helped to get some food and did the stuff. You know, it's amazing.
So but
many people who have great needs.
所以我太太就给他200块然后去帮他买一些食物。这个是我们常常都看到这种需要帮忙的人。
Mercy is the basis of the reward.
我们知道这个连续就是奖赏的根据。
There's something, but you know what? You've got something to help somebody else.
我们也许不是有很多的恩赐，但是我们有我们所有，我们足够帮助别人。
And you will be surprised.
而且我们会很惊讶。
When Jesus comes back.
当耶稣再回来的时候。
The second thing that I see in this story of the judgment that's important for us.
第二点我在这一个审判的故事里头看对我们很重要的是。
Of the judgment to come.
就是。
We cannot get past the fact that this present life we live has eternal consequences later.
我们不能否认我们现在的这一生对将来是有影响的。
Many are fearful of his coming because they feel they're not ready.
很多人都很怕主的再来，因为他们还没有准备好。
And I just say to you, if you're fearful, I think you don't know the Lord as well as you should.
那我跟你讲的是，如果你感到害怕，那我就觉得你认识我们的主还不够多。
Those who really know the Lord are excited about his coming.
我们认识主的都对他再来我们感到很兴奋。
Paul couldn't wait.
保罗几乎迫不及待。
Crown waiting for me. And I have the blessed hope.
真是迫不及待了我当耶稣来的时候那有一个荣耀冠冕为我存留。
Do you desire his coming more than you fear his coming?
你是不是你期盼他再来对你的这个恐惧感还更要多呢
?The more you know the Lord, the more you know his mercies.
你更多的了解我们的主你就更知道他的连续
And the more you know the Lord the more you realize it's not about it's about his desire
你更多的了解主你就知道他是多么的渴慕再来迎接他的心腹
It's enough for him to come and find his bride ready
他
it's good enough for us
哦，这个对我们来说是就足够因为他要来迎接他预备好的心腹
Won't it be wonderful?
这是不是很奇妙
Our Lord wants to be with his bride so much
我们跟他的新娘在一起我们看到他跟他的心腹在一起
We shouldn't be afraid of his coming
我们不应该对他再来感到惧怕
As you come to know the Lord more you see that this hope of his coming is a blessed hope
我们知道我们只要更了解主我们就知道这个对他要来的这个盼望是多么有祝福的盼望
There's many saints, you know, who don't know the theology of the second coming.
有很多来的这种神学。
And they can't tell you the chronology of the signs and when the Lord's coming.
他们也没办法照着时间跟你讲各种预兆，他怎么什么时候会再来。
But in their simple life, they're coming to know the Lord more and more.
但在这借着他们简单的生活，他们就越来越多认识主。
In a thousand little ways, day by day, they're coming to know the Lord better.
然后一天一天他们就更认识主
They're being captured by his beauty
他的爱跟他的荣美所俘虏
One day these people will be surprised
有一天这些人他们会很惊讶
The Lord will say surprise
主他们会说这个是给你个惊喜
You are the one I love
你就是我所爱的
When we think of the bride you know there's millions and millions of people
当他看着那个心腹是代表众多的人我们有时候怀疑他
He'll call your name、
哦、但是当他来他会叫你的名字
He says I love you
他会跟你说我爱你
He loves us so much
他是那么爱我们
And this should make us excited more than fearful of his coming
所以这给我们的感应该是很兴奋而不是害怕
If there is somebody here today listening and you don't know the Lord Jesus
如果今天听众有人还不认识耶稣
What consequences do you not believe
我们不认识这个王我们有很可怕的这个后果
There is an eternal life separate from the King of Glory
这里有一个永恒的生命是跟我们的王荣耀的王永远分隔的
The Bible says it's hell
圣经上讲这个是个地狱
You don't want to be apart from this merciful
的一部分。
He's so full of mercy.
他是充满了怜恤。
You'll never find a boss as good as him.
你绝对找不到一个老板像他这么好的。
He is the boss of boss.
他是老板的老板。
As well as Lord of lords.
他也是万主之主。
He's merciful.
他是充满怜恤的。
So believe in Jesus.
所以我们相信耶稣。
Enter His kingdom.
我们进入他的国度。
Fear not, little flock.
我小群，你们不要。这个天父他把最好的给我们。
And then finally,
然后最后
the solving of the mystery.
我们解释这个秘密。
The mystery of His going away.
他离开我们的秘密。
You remember all four of these parables speak about His going away.
你们记不记得这四个比喻都讲到他要离开
The head of the house went away on a long journey
那个家主要出远门
And the bridegroom was dilemming with the virgin The businessman gave talents out to his servants and then left for a long time
那个做生意的他给他仆人留下银两然后他离开
And here the son of man returns and sits on his throne and demands an accounting of what they did in his absence
然后这个人子回来坐在宝座上来算账在他不在的时候
But this last story opens up of the mystery
解释他这个奥秘
You know something? He was there all the time
你们知道他是一直在这
See, he never went away
他一直没有离开
Oh, you can't see him
我们看不到他
But he was there
但是他一直在
He was there in the household in the lives of the servants
他一直在 那仆人他们生活当中
He could see everything
看到一切事情然后他也在那边跟童女
He wasn't delayed
他没有迟延
He was watching
他正在看
To see who's preparing their hearts
看谁预备好他们的心
And with the guy who walked out into the country and left the people with the talents
那个出远门给他仆人留下银两的
He was there all the time
他也一直是在那里
He knew exactly what they were going to do
他一直知道他们要怎么做
And finally, who,
给人家喝水到街里探望人的人
What did Jesus say?
耶稣说什么
As you did it to the least of these my brethren you did it to me
你坐在这最小的一个弟兄身上你就坐在我身上
He never went away
他从来没有离开
He just went invisible
他只是变成隐形
He's right here among us
他就在我们当中做的一切事
情 watching our heart
他看着我们的心
And he is there every morning when you wake up, waiting to hear you call his name.
我们每天早上醒来的时候，他就在那边等待我们呼叫他的名。
He's there all the time.
他一直在那里。
Even now.
直到现在。
We don't know when our Lord Jesus will come again to this earth.
我们不知道我们的耶稣基督什么时候再回到这个地上。
We do believe from the Scripture the rapture.
但是我们从这些经文我们知道这个。圣名的背题是很快就会发生。
How can we be ready?
我们怎么样做好预备
？Well, this last story says, today, while it is still the day, be merciful one to another.
这最后一个比喻讲，我们还有时候的时候，我们要彼此互相连续。
The Christian life is much richer, deeper, and fuller than knowledge.
我们基督徒的超过。只是
conviction about these parables that I've been sharing this weekend.
这个周末我所分享的比喻，也许我们有不同的看法见解。
If you disagree with me,
如果你跟我讲法不同意
，you have a chance to show mercy on me.
你就有这个机会来将你的连续给我。
And even as we fellowship about these things, this is all dealing with a great mystery to come.
当我们一起分享这些比喻的时候，我们要来的这一个奥秘。我们现在是必须要彼此 给连续
as Jude says for those who are backsliding away in mercy go grab them and take them right back into the center of Jesus
像犹太人他们如果是渐渐远离神的话我们把他们带回到神的面前
show mercy with fear
我们怀着一个敬畏的心我们来表现我们的连续
we need to really show
我们必须在耶稣的基督显露出连续
Do you believe the Lord Jesus is coming soon?
我们是不是相信耶稣会再来，很快的再来
？Are you ready for kingdom come?
我们是不是做好为这个王国度的再来做好预备呢
？Today is the test.
今天就是一个考验。
He's here.
他在这里。
He's watching.
他在看。
May the Lord have mercy upon us.
愿给我们连续。
Oh Lord, we see the judgment waits.
主啊，我们看到那正在等候的审判。
And we know the judgments must come in order to establish you upon your throne as the King of righteousness.
我们知道这个审判必来，因为我们要在你的宝座上啊荣耀你。
But as we wait for that day to come,
啊，当我们等候那一日的，我们周围有许多人
，varying need，
有不同的需要
，who need some help，
他们需要帮忙。
And you have granted us the grace to be merciful to them.
你也赐给我们这样的恩赐，让我们能够把连续给他们。
Even as you have been merciful to us.
就像你给我们连续一样。
Oh Lord, we want to be full of mercy.
主啊，我们愿意充满连续。
Let it be said that the household of God is a household.
我看了，神的家是充满连续。
For all of our the least of these.
让我们照顾那最小的一个。
We thank you for your care for us.
我们感谢你对我们的看顾。
Let this be the testimony of Jesus in the last day.
愿这个成为耶稣基督在末世的见证。
That we have received mercy.
让我们能够得到你的连续。
And we have shown mercy.
因为我们是给别人连续。
Help us, we pray in Jesus' name.